How are you doing today? Welcome back to another Bernie Show here on YouTube. I am Bernie Miklas, longtime St. Louis sports media member. I'm part of the media industrial complex. Appreciate all of your support and thank you for subscribing. Thanks for all your comments. I went through a bunch of them and responded late Wednesday night. So I'm trying to play catch up. Apologize if I didn't get to your particular comment, but the comments are great. I want to talk about Chaim Bloom again. Maybe you're getting tired of it or burned out on it, but you know, my mind is so much on the off season and what's going to happen after the Cardinals complete their 162nd game, 10 games from now. The one thing I haven't talked about, and I should, well, that's why I'm doing it today. What happens if Chaim Bloom doesn't want the job? Suppose the Cardinals make a formal offer, or suppose they already have made a formal offer for Chaim Bloom to either A, take over the baseball operation after this season, or B, the less preferable version, at least to, you know, a lot of fans, and I feel the same way. Option B is that Bloom is the president of baseball operations in waiting, and John Mozeliak will run things in 2025. I think that's kind of silly, but I've talked about that a lot. So let's just talk about hypotheticals. Should we assume that Chaim Bloom really wants the Cardinals job if offered? There are certain things we don't know. I mean, he was brought in here to be a special assistant, a consultant, an advisor, however you want to label it. And it was a big assignment. I mean, he had to study every aspect of the Cardinals baseball operation and with the particular attention to the minor leagues. Now, the Cardinals have some good players in the minor leagues. Like they're, I'm not saying superstars. I'm just saying, I think sometimes I'm not going to say that I exaggerated, because what we're talking about here is we're talking about the infrastructure. We're just talking about the philosophy. We're talking about getting that everything up to speed as far as the young players, the prospects. So they have all the tools, all the coaches, all the instruction they need. But as we've seen here recently, you know, some of their teams are doing really well, completing promising seasons, good seasons. Florida, the Palm Beach, where J.J. Weatherholt is, you know, they just won the Florida State League Championship. So they have players, and their farm system in terms of talent has been improving. But let's not confuse what he was brought in here for. The Cardinals have had a really, really bad stretch, of letting their minor league infrastructure decline and falling behind industry standards. You know, this doesn't have to do, in other words, this has very little to do with like, well, what players are at Class A? Well, you know, what guys will be major leaguers? I mean, it sounds strange, but that's a whole separate issue. Because Randy Flores, you know, his staff, they've drafted some good players. I think they've made it better. You're going to strike out every now and then, or sometimes you're going to strike out a lot. But I think they have upgraded their talent. All right, let me get back. I don't mean to ramble about some other stuff. Suppose he doesn't want the job. Hypothetically, suppose he doesn't want the job. Well, first of all, it'd be an embarrassment to Bill DeWitt Jr., the chairman of the Cardinals, because when you hire someone who is as well known in baseball circles as Chaim Bloom, and he's very respected, the fact that he got fired in Boston actually made people like and respect and support him because he got such a raw deal there. The ownership brought him in and said, look, we want to revamp our farm system. We want to get better at player development. We want payroll efficiency. We want to cut costs at the major league level. We don't need this bloated payroll, you know, yada, 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 yada. And, you know, when John Henry and his associates started getting criticized because the Red Sox at the major league level were struggling, you know, they overreacting to fan criticism. So Bloom got a bad deal there. He really did. And some of you, you know, act like he's never done anything. Listen, man, nobody has to like him, but I've done enough research to know that he's a really good fit for what the Cardinals need. But suppose it just doesn't work out. Suppose an offer is extended and Bloom says, listen, I've really enjoyed this experience. It kept me within the game, but no thank you. And nothing personal, but no thank you. It's really interesting because he doesn't – it's a tough thing to say because he doesn't necessarily need this job, right? He's only 41 years old. And he is still thought highly of within baseball circles. If he passes on this job, you know, frankly, I think if it's offered, I think one of the reactions would be, wow, you know, the Cardinals are a pretty storied franchise with an incredible tradition, incredible history, all those World Series, all those Hall of Fame players. Great baseball town. And it is just because Cardinals fans are kind of tired of the same old thing and wanted to stay away, even though they bought tickets. It doesn't change the fact this is a great baseball market. But, you know, if you're within the sport, you'd say, geez, that place must really be screwed up because it's amazing. Chaim Bloom didn't want the job. And listen, man, I'm just trying to cover all the variables here, you know. Until the job is offered and accepted, there's always a chance it's not going to happen. And I have not emphasized that enough. But Chaim Bloom wants things done a certain way because he spent 15 years in the Tampa Bay system at every level. I mean, he started off as an intern and worked his way up. I mean, he ran the minor leagues. He did all kinds of things. In fact, let me just go here so I can fill you in some more. He was hired by Andrew Friedman. I think you all know who Andrew Friedman is. He's now running the Los Angeles Dodgers. He worked his way, talking about Bloom, up the ladder, 15 years in Tampa Bay, assistant director of minor league operation, director of baseball operations, ran the minor league system, senior vice president of baseball operations, and, you know, so on and so forth. Like he was so good at his job that they kept moving him up. According to what the Rays had, I was looking for bios and I found some good bios, but according to what the Rays said, as they described him, quote, Bloom's experience spans every area of baseball operations. His responsibilities expanded to include contract negotiations, salary arbitration, budgets, oversight of the major league support staff, international scouting. International scouting is another area where the Cardinals have been failing. I continue with, Bloom's job description. He also focused on trade negotiations, pro, amateur, and international scouting philosophy, personnel additions, changes throughout the baseball operations, and short and long-term strategic planning for the department. He had a big job. He had a lot of responsibility. And by every single account, he nailed it. He was an outstanding asset, which is why the Red Sox wanted him, because they wanted to put in something like the Tampa Bay system. I do believe Bill DeWitt wants the same thing. Why? Because Bill DeWitt's the guy that hired Jeff Luhnow to have the things we're talking about. Payroll efficiency, not wasting money on bad contracts, much better job of drafting and developing talent, much better job of evaluating talent. And DeWitt wants those things. He wants to, in some ways, repeat the Jeff Luhnow experience as far as what Luhnow did for this organization. In other words, DeWitt's philosophy and Bloom's philosophy appear to be very much in sync. That's why I think, you know, this would make sense. You know, and the Cardinals, I know analytics is a dirty word with a lot of people, but analytics have been in place in a game for a long time. It's just people don't call it analytics. And that's another video for another day. But my point is that this is a philosophical match. But what if Chaim Bloom, again, I'm only talking hypotheticals here, just so you know that. I'm not trying to sell something that is factually incorrect. I'm just saying we don't know about what's going on as far as the back and forth and the conversations they're having. What if Bloom wants things done a certain way? He comes from the Tampa Bay system. He was hired in Boston because of the Tampa Bay system, which is very, very impressive. And I don't want to hear, oh, well, they never won a World Series. Yeah, it's kind of hard to win a World Series when you have the 29th and 30th payroll every year. What they've been able to do down there with the resources and revenue they have, nobody's better. in terms of you factor in what a small payroll they've operated on. Suppose, you know, Bloom, you know, with this report that he's doing, it's like, you know, I recommend we're going to do this. This is what I would do. This is what I would do. That. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Suppose DeWitt doesn't fully buy into it. Suppose DeWitt hypothetically rejects some ideas. Well, why would Bloom take the job under those circumstances? He's going to get another opportunity. But remember, as a few of you reminded me, and thank you, that's why I love all of your comments. You know, Heim Bloom had a really bad experience in Boston because they double-crossed him, basically. And, you know, it's funny because what he was hired to do, he actually did. Because the Boston farm system, I was reading about this a couple of weeks ago, the Boston farm system is in great shape. I mean, he totally revitalized it. There's players on their team this year, young players that are going to be with the Red Sox for a long time. Those were Heim Bloom's guys. I mean, he did all of that. So he could make a really, I believe, really tremendous impact. But if you're Heim Bloom and you're only 41 years old, you don't have to take a job where the owner of the franchise, just as was the case in Boston, says he wants this, says he wants that, you know, tells you that the philosophy that appeals to him and then, but doesn't go all in on it or, you know, kind of says no to some things. I mean, I don't know if Bill DeWitt, how much he wants Heim Bloom. I'm not privy to those conversations. So what happens in that situation? I think if Heim Bloom's going to jump back in, and he will, I think he wants to know that he is going to be able to implement the system that he wants and the system that he knows is successful and will work and will also match what the Cardinals need at this particular time as a baseball operation. So that's the part I think myself, and I put myself there too, I'm underestimating. Because, you know, nothing is a sure thing here. And the other thing about this is, I want to refer to my notes here. Thank you. Heim Bloom is a very, very intelligent, thoughtful man where family, you hear sports people all the time say, well, you know, my family, this, my family. Listen, they mean it. They mean it. I'm not doubting people that they love their families. But baseball is a tough life in terms of all the time you're away from home and all the long hours. And it's a really year-round job. And the offseason is very intense because of all the things you have to do if you're running things. You're away from home a lot. No one's feeling sorry for them. This is the profession that they chose. I'm just saying, if you are happily married and Heim Bloom and his wife met when both were at Yale, and you have two young sons and they're growing up, and if you are deeply devout in terms of your faith, you know, Bloom practiced Judaism, sorry, and he's really, really serious about it. So serious that in 2011, he actually missed the game where the Rays clinched a spot in the playoffs. They beat the Yankees in Tampa Bay. Which was also a double blow because not only did the Rays get in the playoffs, but they also knocked out the Red Sox, who were still in the hunt. And Bloom explained this, and this is a long time ago. I mean, he wasn't running the organization. Keep that in mind. He said, quote, leaving town that morning to go to Boston to spend Rosh Hashanah with my in-laws was one of the more difficult things we'd done in my career. Basically, I decided that my commitments to my family were more important than being around for a game whose outcome I was at that point not going to be able to influence. And he's right about that. I admire actually what he did. I mean, he's a man of faith and he's a man of principle. The other thing, to just an example of what this means, when he was in Tampa Bay, they lived very, very close to Tropicana Field. Why? In part, as Bloom explained in an interview, so he could easily quickly get home on Friday nights to make Shabbat with his family. So this is a guy, when people say, I've heard it many times. Oh, my faith is very important to me. Okay. It depends on each person's definition of importance. There is no question that Chaim Bloom's faith is a huge, huge part of his life. It doesn't affect his you know, ability to do a great job, but there are just certain things he's going to adhere to in terms of his family life. And they're living in Boston, and again, two young sons, and I understand they're in really good schools. I mean, suppose he's not ready to make that move and like bring everyone to the Midwest. These are all important considerations, and I have to keep them in mind as well. So what about the idea that the Cardinals brought him in for one thing? They wanted him to take a huge look at their minor league system and what was needed and what they had to do and how do we get back to where we are? Suppose that was his assignment. I kind of find that hard to believe that it would be limited to that, but you never know. Again, we're not privy to these things yet. And frankly, there should be a little bit of skepticism all the way around because we're not sure. And we also know the Cardinals have moved into a weird place where they're not what they used to be. Let me see my notes here because I don't want to make screw anything up as far as leaving some stuff out. And there's a lot of notes. Well, what happens if he says no? That's what I'm interested in. You know, and again, this is assuming that they would offer him a job. We're talking about hypotheticals. What would happen if he says no? What do they do then? Do they go out and hire someone else in preparation for 2026? In other words, one more year of Mo because he's under contract. Do they start a job search all over again? Do they have some other candidates in mind? Does Chaim Bloom say, I'm really sorry I didn't take the job, but I have a couple people in mind that I think would be excellent. Does Chaim Bloom recommend someone if he does not take the job, if it is offered to him? Does he try to help the Cardinals identify the next person? Mo calls the shots in 2025, but what would change? Does anything change? Do the things that Chaim Bloom recommended, how much of that stuff would be implemented? And then I'm kind of fooling around here just to mess with you, and I'm really doing this in good fun. You know, it is an election year, right? Michael Gersh in 2025. I'm going to put up a sign. Gersh in 2025. Don't get mad at me. I'm just kidding around. I don't know what Gersh's role will be going forward. A lot of you, understandably, don't even know what his role is now. He does a lot of things behind the scenes, but that's neither here nor there. But it would be, again, the thing that gives me pause is the idea that he would turn it down. But I think that would actually reflect poorly on Bill DeWitt, maybe even Mo, more than Chaim Bloom. He's not obligated to take anyone's job. He'll get other chances. And by the way, I was looking at some of the stuff said about him. Pardon me when I looked at my notes because I got to read some stuff. Some stuff that said about him when it became obvious he was going to leave Tampa Bay and go to Boston. Mark Feinsand, highly respected writer, MLB.com, been covering the sport for a long time, great contacts and sources. He said, quote, it's rare to find a person in baseball about whom nobody has a bad word to say. Chaim Bloom is one of those people. The early response from executives around the league is that the Red Sox made themselves a fantastic hire. My friend Jeff Passan with ESPN, quote, with Chaim Bloom taking over baseball operations for the Red Sox, Boston injects a brilliant young mind into the front office that already has a lot of brain power. Under Dave Dombrowski, much of it was sidelined. They want a ring, yes, but this optimizes them. And that was a reference to his ability to put together a great farm system and a great minor league operation and improve their scouting and drafting and all of that stuff. Jeff Passan said this too, quote, new Red Sox baseball ops, the head of the baseball department, Chaim Bloom's former co-workers rave about his lack of ego and experience across all parts of running a team. Said one, for a guy as smart and accomplished as he is, I think he gives everyone a feeling that he's approachable and he wants to engage. In other words, he wants ideas. This isn't like, I'm the boss, you're not, I don't want to talk to you. He's the exact opposite of that. The great Peter Gammons, one of my idols in the sports writing profession. Peter Gammons reached out to some of the baseball people that he knows the best at the time of this hiring in Boston. Quote, this is Gammons. Colleagues say that Bloom is, quote, a great listener. He's very process-oriented. He's fair. He understands all parts of the organization. He understands all the organizational players, what they have, what they need. He's not the greatest public speaker, but he is absolutely superb one-on-one. Peter Gammons continued. He's never afraid to accept responsibility when things go wrong. Peter Gammons concluded by saying, the industry holds Bloom in high regard. I think they still do. I think they're sympathetic with the way the Boston ownership just kind of pulled the rug out on him, you know, making him trade Mookie Betts. He's doing exactly what he wanted to do. I'm sorry, doing exactly what they hired him to do. But because their one loss record wasn't good, it's like, oh, our fans don't like this. You know, they want to win now. And that's the other thing, too. What would the expectations be in St. Louis? What is Chaim Bloom's read of the what is his read of the disconnect between the Cardinals and their fans? Does he view this as like, well, I'm getting in at a time where the fans wouldn't put up with 2 or 3 years of retooling, rebuilding, renovating? It's like someone in the comment section, and I laughed late last night, one of your comments. So the Cardinals, like, you know that show, This Old House? That's what they are. You know, that crew in New England goes around finding these, you know, people buy these old homes and want to just, you know, redo everything, but maintain the historical beauty and splendor of it all. That's the Cardinals. They're historical. They've been one of the great franchises, but they're this old house, and someone needs to go in there and do the rehab. Does it bother Bloom? Because keep in mind, again, one of the reasons he got fired is because the fans didn't want this. They wanted to win now, win now, win now. Beat the Yankees now, 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 now. We don't have any time for a two-year job, two-year, three-year job. Boom, 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 now. And that made Red Sox fans really nervous, and they tend to be quite vocal in their expressing their passion. Does he sense that it would be something similar here? I don't know. Again, I'm just rolling through a lot of things in my mind. That's my only intent here. But man, it would be a philosophical match. This is the kind of executive and the next baseball head of operations that Bill DeWitt wants because of his experience with Luna. We know the fact that tried to hire Chris Antonetti before he gave the job to Mozeliak in late in 2007. In terms of the offseason going into 2008. So we'll see. But I've said this twice already in the video. I'll say it again. If we know, and maybe they'll spin it otherwise, but if we know that the job was offered and Chaim Bloom said no, what does that say about your St. Louis Cardinals? That'll do it for now. And appreciate you very much. Please subscribe. We're trying to get to 5,000. That's the next hurdle. Things are going well. Love you all very much. And thank you for all your great comments. I've learned a lot from them. And you keep me straight, too, on some things. I appreciate that. It's always great to discuss ideas, even if we disagree. Have a great day.